Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Tes, the last line of Daf Chesam Beis, Hahu Gavra, Daf Kamazu, and Chumri Pischaisa, it was a peddler, as Rashi says, that he would sell buttons, Sha'itzin Shalbadil, that would make buttons out of tin, and when selling buttons, or some sort of a glass type of a bead, it would thread them onto one long string, and as Rashi says, Va'isin Isakimin Anak, Vinaisin Mitzavre Limkar, and they would make them like a necklace, they would tie them around the neck in order to sell them in that fashion. And the Gemara continues, that Daf Tesam Alf, Asaya Issa, Armulei, Havli Chachu. So a woman came over to this peddler and said, give me one string of these buttons. Amalah, so the peddler said to her, if I give this to you, be mekudeshes to me. Amalah, she said to him, hava mehava, give me the strings. So Rav Chama said, kol hava mehava lav klumu, her saying, give me the strings, that is not saying that I acquiesce and I agree to be mekudeshes to you, and therefore it's not considered a valid kedushin. The Meiri explains, in ze elakai meres, tein mikol makon k'meishani ameres, v'al tisleitzis alai b'dvarim achirim. As if Rachel is telling Reuven that I don't want you to pressure me and all I want is the beads and please give me the beads. The Tosfos Rid states that if Rachel would say, give me the beads, ve'kadishani l'cha, and I'll be mekudeshes to you, then certainly it would be a valid kedushin. And the Gemara continues with two similar stories. There was a person who was drinking wine in the store. Asaya Isa, there was a woman that came into the store. Armelay, and she said to him, havli chad kasa, give me one cup of wine. Armelay, and he said to her, yivinulach mikachli, if I give it to you, will be mekudeshes to me. Armelay, and she said, give me the wine. Once again, Amram Chama Klashkri Ashkayin Lav Klumu, by the fact that she said, just give me to drink, so therefore it's not considered a valid Kedushin, as all she was saying to him is, just give me to drink and stop bothering me, as of course I don't want to be Mekudeshes to you. And the Gemara continues with its third story. Hahu Gavra Dav Kashadi Tami Medikla, there was a person who was throwing dates off of a palm tree, Asaya Yisa, and a woman came, Amalei, and she said to him, Shadli Tati, throw me two dates. Amalei, and he said to her, Ishadilach Mekudeshli, I throw you these two dates, will you be Mekudeshes to me? Amalei, she said to him, Shadi Mishta, throw it to me. So Rav Zvid said, Kal Shadi Mishta, Lav Klumu. And just by the fact that she said that you should throw it to me, that is not a valid Kedushin, as all that she was saying to him is, I don't want you to bother me, and I don't want you to joke with me, and I just want you to throw me the dates, and I want to move on. I definitely don't want to be Mekudeshes. And the Gemara continues, we have the following Shaila, that maybe the only reason why we said it's not a valid Kedushin is because in all three cases, Rachel used a double Lashon, and she said, Hava Mehaba, Ashkui Ashkayin, or she said, Shadi Mishta. However, what would happen if Rachel responded, have Ashki Vishadi, and she didn't use a double Lashon, Mao, and what would be a din? So Ravina states Mekudeshes, then in this case we would say that she actually would be Mekudeshes. Rav Saman Bar Raksa Omar Tagan Malka in a Mekudeshes. Rav Saman Bar Raksa says that even in this case, and even though she didn't use a double Lashon and make a shvur by the crown of the king, that's not considered a valid Kedushin. Rashi explains the Lashon Tagan Malka, as we explained, that's referring to a Lashon Shvur. However, the Rajba brings down from Rabbeinu Chananel that Filo Nusla Tagan Malka should double Chashamoid. In Mekudeshes. Rav Saman Bar Raksa says that even if Reuven gives to Rachel the crown of the king, which is such a davar chashuv, even if Rachel only used one lashon and just says to give it to me, then we still say that Rachel meant to say, I want to stay with my first lashon, which was that I asked you to give me something and not Peteris Kedushin. I don't acquiesce to your request that I should be Mekudeshes to you. The Gemara now paskins four different psukim. Number one, Vehilchasa Inu Mekudeshes. In our case, we paskin like Rav Saman Bar Raksa that even though she only said one lashon and she said, Hava Ashku or Shadi, and she didn't say a double lashon, that's not considered a valid kedushin. Number two, v'hilchasa shiroi leitzuch hashuma, that we're passing like Rabba, if Reuven said to Rachel that I want to be mekadesh you with silk, then you don't need any prior appraisal. And v'hilchasa k'rabbalaza, and halacha follows the k'rabbalaza, told us on daf chesem na'av that if Reuven says to Rachel, it's gashli memona, that I want to be mekadesh you with 100 dina, v'nasan la'dina, and Reuven only gave her a dina, ha'reizu mekudeshet v'yashlim, then we look at it as if it's a t'nai, and therefore Reuven was mekadesh Rachel with the first dina. And Rachel understood that first dina was based on Kesef Kedushin, and the rest would be Otar at some point. And of course, if Reuven never pays the Tar, then he was not Mekayim the Tnai, and therefore the Mafrei would not be a valid Kedushin. But Lemaisa, once Reuven gave her the dina, then it would be a valid Kedushin, and Rachel can never be Chayza. Finally, Behilchasa Karava Amrav Nachman that said at the bottom of Daf Chesem Alav that Omolo is Skatchli B'mona V'nich L'mashkula Inim Kudeshes as Mona Inkan Mashkin Inkan. Before we continue, let's just see three Taisis. The top Taisis is Have Ash. Why is this different than the case where Rachel said to Reuven that I want you to give $100 to Shimon and in that way you'll be Mekadesh me? Certainly in our case where Rachel responded and said, Have Ashki Ushadi, certainly since she's getting something from Reuven, it should definitely be a Baal Kedushin. And Taisa's answer is, Vishlema, the Shani Hachdimi Kore, Sushela Shlebetaris Kedushin, Mshimhachi Iklamemek Shemeris Have, Adaitimi Kore Kamra. That over here it's different, as originally the initiation initiation of this request happened from Rachel, and she was the one who went over to Reuven initially and asked him either for the beads, for the drink of wine, or for the two dates. And since when she initiated this request, she never thought about Kedushin, just because Reuven asked her and said, I'm only going to give you these items if you will be Mekadosh yourself to me, that doesn't mean that Rachel agreed to it, and therefore it's not considered a valid Kedushin. However, in the case that we had previously, where Rachel said to Reuven, I want you to give $100 to Shimon, and that way I'll be Mekadosh to you, over there she initiated the request, and that's why it is a valid Kedushin. And Taisin Diva Maskel Chalashke Ashkuye, Taisin says that why is it that we had three different cases? We had the case of the beads, the case of the wine, and the case of the dates. Zok Taisin had a class of the Itzrich, Lashmin, the Bishum Dava Emoil, Leib Midia Chilo, Shtia, Leib Shamili, that this doesn't work in any case. It doesn't make a difference if it has to do with food product, or for a drink, or for any other thing. And finally, Taisin Diva Maskel Vilchus Ashurei, Leib Tzarch Shuma, and the Gemara passing like Rabba, and not like Rabbi Yosef, Taisin is in Taima, and my Itzrich Lipsik Kurabba, the Gabba Rabbi Yosef. Why is it that our Gemara would have to pass like Rabba over Rabbi Yosef if in Maseches Bava Basra we would pass in Hilchos Rabba by Misod in Yom Mechza, and therefore certainly in our case that Halacha would follow Rabba? Taisus first tries to say Beish Mefarshim Tanya Dafka B'Milu Bava Basra, that the only time that we have a cloud that Halacha follows Rabba as opposed to Rabbi Yosef is only in Maseches Bava Basra, and since we're Maseches Kedushin, therefore our Gemara has to tell us that Halacha follows Rabba and not Rabbi Yosef. However, Taisus brings Raya's that this is not necessarily correct, and really the Halacha follows Rabba over Rabbi Yosef in all Masechtas and Shas. And number two, Taisus asks Miu Kasha, that even if you're going to tell me that this is only a klal in Bav Basra, but I might have another question. I might like coming behind you. Hilchas Kavasid Rabba. Why is it that Al Gemara says Hilchas Shiroi Leit Sarach Shuma and doesn't say that Halacha follows Rabba? Could Amar just like we say Halacha Rabba Laza Hilchas Rabba Am Rab Nachman? And Ayin and Taisus as to how Rabbeinu Tam responds to this question, and based on the response of Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam says Vilfikach Nagu Ilum Lekadosh B'Tabas Sheimba Evan. This is why the minhag is that we give a tabas by a wedding, we give a plain ring, and we don't include any stones in it, ayin sham. Taisus continues and gives two other terutzim. Let's continue on the first of the wide lines of this daf. V'yesh mefarshim, and Taisus explains, b'shem hachi itzuch lusve kirab l'gab Rabbi Yosef, b'shem Rabbi Yosef hevi le'el kam reis l'dvarv, since Rabbi Yosef brought two rayas to his words on daf chesem alav, therefore we wanted to pass on that even though Rabbi Yosef brought these rayas, we still pass on grab in our suga. Then Taisus continues that since we had two different versions as to what the machlekes was between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, therefore we wanted to make sure that we understood that we paskin even like the first version, that she wrote late Tzarech Shuma, that there's never a case that we have to have any estimation and any appraisal b'negei Shuma, ayin in Taisus. The Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanon, we learned to the Braisa, b'shtar ketzad, how is a man mekadosh a woman by using a shtar, kosel loy al nior oil acheres, if Reuven writes a shtar kedushin on a piece of paper or parchment or on pottery, afal pisha in b'shar bruto, and even though the paper or the pottery is not valued at a shar bruto, bitchum mekudeshli, bitchum uresli, bitchum lila into, harezu mekudeshes, then this woman would be mekudeshes. As we mentioned previously, there's machlekes between the Rishonim if Reuven would also have to say Hareyam Kudeshesli, or he only would have to hand over the shtar to Rachel, and that would suffice. Ayin Rashi explains when the Braisa brought a case Bitchum Kudeshesli, the Hebrew Shusavir Lekacha Kagain Shle Bagra. Certainly, we're talking about a case where this woman was either Ktana or Naira, and therefore, since she's not a Begeris, her father has a right to be Mekadesha. Of course, if it would be a Gedolah that's being Mekudeshes, then Reuven would write to her that Hareyat Mekudeshesli, or Hareyat Mekudeshesli, or Hareyat Lila into. And the Mefarshim discussed that why is it that when talking about the standard way to be Mekadosh someone with a shtar, that we're talking about a case where a father was being Mekadosh his daughter, that's a Tano or Naira, and Lachay, we should have spoken about a regal case where Reuven was being Mekadosh a Gedolah and nothing to do with the father. And Ritva actually points out that even if a father is being Mekadosh his daughter, that's a Tano or Naira, the husband could still write in the shtar Kedushin, Hare at Mekudeshesli, as he states, the Avagav, the Inlo Yabba, Kabakadushah, the Hebrew Shusavia, Mikom Mokam, he Miskadeshes, she is still the one that's being Mekudeshes. And the Gemara continues, Mask of Lorab Zira Bamamal, Holy Domi Haishtar, Lishtar Zvini, Dalachar, this shtar, and the way you're describing shtar Kedushin, not similar to a standard shtar used for a standard transaction between a buyer and seller, as Hussam Mechel Kaisalai Sadim Mekhulach, if Reuven's buying something from Shimon, then Shimon would write a shtar to Reuven and would say that I'm selling you my Sada, and Hacha Bal Kaisa Bitcha Mekudeshesli, over here, the husband who is the buyer is writing that your daughter should be Mekudesh to me, and Lachar, it's not similar to a standard shtar, and how do we know that this is the way that shtar should be written? And Amarava Hasmin Yan Nikra V'Hachmin Yan Nikra. So Rav explains that B'negei Mechira, we know that this is based on a pasuk, and over here we also based on the standard pasuk, as Hasam Ksiv Umachem Achuzasai B'Meichatol Rechmana, as in Pasuk Bahar, when the pasuk says Kiyam Chachicha Umachem Achuzasai Uba Goyel Akarvila V'Galas Mimka Achav. So we see when talking about a standard transaction, we discuss the Meicha, we don't discuss the Lekech, and that's why the Meicha is the one who writes the shtar Kikar to the Lekech. However, Hachaksiv, Kikach Bibaltal Rechmano, over here it says Kikach Ishisha, when a man takes a woman as his wife, and therefore, as we know, the husband is the one who has to do the Maisa Kedushin, and therefore he has to be the one to write the Shtar and give it to Rachel. The Gemara continues and asks that you're telling me that the reason why the Meicher writes the Shtar to Lekech is based on the Pasuk and Bahar that states, Umachem Achuzasai, but Hasan Namiksiv, Sadis Bakasiv Yiknu, Lechari in the Pasuk in the Yemiah, we see the concept of Shtaris because it says in that Pasuk, Sadis Bakasiv Yiknu, Vechasim Asif Achasayim, and over there it says that you should buy these Sadis, and over there we see that the Torah is titled in the Lekech, and Lechari the din should be that Lekech should write the Shtar even by a regular transaction. The Gemara answers, Kari Be Yaknu, that over there the way we should read the Pasuk in the Yemiah is as if it says, Sadis Bakasiv Yaknu, meaning that the seller will sell Sadis through Kasef and through Shtaris. Therefore, the seller is the one who writes the Shtar Mechira. And the Gemara asks, my time occurs Beyaknu Mishum Nechsivu Macha. Lechari, the only reason why you said that we're going to go and say that the Pasuk Yirmiyah means to write Sadis Bakasiv Yaknu is because we already have a Pasuk in Bahar that says, Umacha Machusasai. Lechari, the only reason why you said that Benegei Kedushin, the husband is the one who writes the Shtar and gives it to his wife, is because the Pasuk says, Kika Cheshisha, but Lechari Hakanami, Kari Bey Kiyakach. Over here, we should also say that the Pasuk is referring to the father of this girl, and the Pasuk means to say, Kiyakach Ishisha, when the father of this girl gives her over to a man. Why should we change it when the Pasuk says, Kikach Ishisha, Dechsiv? Because the Pasuk says, as Peter Nasatel Ishazeh, that when there's a case of a Maisi Shemra, so the Pasuk says, V'oma V'yanayre El Azakenim, that the father of this young girl will come to the Skelim and say, as Peter Nasatel Ishazeh, that I have given my daughter over to this man. Therefore, Lechari, we should say, even B'negei Kedushin, the father of the girl or the girl herself should have to write the Shtar and give it to the husband. And based on this question, Elam Rava, therefore Rava says, Hilchasininu Vasmechinu Rabban Akroi, Inichinami, the reason why the seller writes a Shtar Mechira and the husband writes a Shtar Kedushin is based on Lach Lamesh Mesinai. The Limud of Abu Machem Echuzasai and Kiika Chishisha are only Smachtes and not actually where we learn this from. And I ain't tasted doing Maskal Hilchasininu, Tema, Kiwin the Hilchasininu, Lamli Krod, Vyatsva Hisa, Sheishinit the Shtar. If there's a Lach Lamesh Mesinai that teaches us the dinim of the Shtar Kedushin, so certainly there is a din that a person can be Makadish his wife with a Shtar. And why do we learn it out from the Pasuk of Yatsva Hisa? Lachari, it's a Halach Lamesh Mesinai. And Taisa says, Vyish Lema, the Shtar Mechel Chud, Hav Hilchasa, the Inachanami, the only time we need the Halach Lamesh Mesinai, only to teach us that a Shtar Mechira is written by the Mecha, the Shtar Kedushin, Nafke Michayikach, the Baal Kaisvai, the Shtar Kedushin is learned out from the Pasuk of Yikach Ishisha, that the husband is the one who writes a Shtar Kedushin. And Taisa continues that even though the Gemara used the Lashon Rabbim and said Hilchasin Nenu, however, Inachanami, this Lashon is only going on the Shtar Mechira and not the Shtar Kedushin. Taisa continues and asks that if the Halacha Mishmi Sinai is teaching us a din but the Gei Shtar Mechira, why does the Gemara and Daf Chafav and Vnalaf require a Pasuk in order to teach us that the din of Kinyan Bishtar, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah of Ekech Sefer Mikna? Taisus gives two terutim. Either Taisus says that it's possible that since that Pasuk is Yirmiyah, therefore there's no Akpada that the Torah would actually write a Pasuk in order to teach us a din that's also Halacha Mishmi Sinai. And then Taisus says, when our Gemara says Hilchasin Nenu, maybe Inachanami, it's not actually referring to Halacha Mishmi Sinai, but it's Hilchasin Medina, Klaima Minna Kayakach. Really, there is no Halacha Mishmi Sinai as to a Shtar Kinyan either. That's why we need the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. And when the Gemara says Hilchasin Nenu, it means that this was the Minig, the Meicher would actually write the Shtar Mechira and not the Lekeach. Clearly, Rashi doesn't learn like the second shot, as Rashi in our Gemara says Hilchasin Nenu L'Meisha Mesinai. The Gemara continues, V'Ibayzema, or I could tell you and I could answer your question as follows. And again, what was the question? Lechari, why does the Meicher write a Shtar Mechira if the Pasuk says Sadis Bakasif Yiknu? Therefore, we see B'Negei Ashtaris that we're toiled in the buyer and not necessarily in the seller. And the Gemara answers, Hasam Namik Siv Ekach Sefer Mikna, even in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, it's mashma that Lekeach took the actual document from the Meicher, and therefore it's mashma that the Meicher wrote the document and then gave it to Lekeach. Rashi says, Dechsiv Ekach Vleiksiv Etan, V'Yirmiyah Hoy Koines Asada Miyad Chanamel, and the story was over there where Yirmiyah was buying a Asada from Chanamel, and Chanamel was giving the document over to Yirmiyah. And the Gemara continues, V'Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Rava says the name of Nachman, Kosav Leal Niyar El Acheres, if Reuven writes a document, he gives it to the father of a girl who's a Ktano or Naira, he writes it on paper, parchment, or on pottery, Afal Pishim Be Sharaputa, and even though the document itself is not valued as Sharaputa, Bitchum Kudeshesli, or Bitchum Uresesli, or Bitchum Lilintu, Bein Ali Deavi, or Bein Ali De Atzma, and he could deliver this to her father, or he could deliver it to her if she's a Naira, and therefore she's able to be a Shliach for the father. The din is Mekudeshes Midaita, who Shlei Bagra, this girl would be considered Mekudeshes as long as it was done with the Das of the father, and as long as this girl was not yet a Begeris, and therefore the father had the right to accept the Shtar on behalf of his daughter, who is a Tano, a Naira. And we learned in Gemara, like Ritva that he said that the only way that she could be a shliach Kabbalah was only if she's a Naira. However, I am the Ramban who learned that even a Ketana could accept a Shtar Kedushin on behalf of her father. Rava continues to discuss a case where this girl was already Gdela, Kasal Dal Niyar Lecheris Apapishim Bisharbuta. Once again, if Reuven writes a Shtar Kedushin for Rachel and he writes it on a piece of paper or parchment or pottery, even if it's not worth a Sharbuta, either writes Hariat Mekudeshesli or Hariat Lila Intu or Hariat Muresesli, then Mekudeshes Bein Aide Aviyah Bein Aide Atzman Bidaita Vusha Bagra, and doesn't make a difference if her father accepted the Shtar Kedushin on her behalf and as her Shliach, or if she accepted the Shtar Kedushin by herself. Of course, when her father accepted Shtar Kedushin for her, Rashi says, Midaita, she Amrloi Lekabel, that she directed her father to be a Shliach and to accept the Shtar Kedushin on her behalf. And when do we require her das? It's only once she was a Gdoila. And I intend to deal with that Taisa says, Mashma, the Shtar Kosha Lacheres, it's Mashma from our Gemara, that the Shtar Kedushin can be Kosha, even though it's written on pottery. And Lemaisa, the Gemara in Daf Chof Aleph in Mesechta Ksuba states that Edim can't sign a name on pottery as the Dovish Yochel is Daivhu, as it's something which could be forged. It's possible to erase things that were written on the Shtar above the Chesimus Edim, and then someone will be able to forge what the actual Shtar stated. And therefore, how could our Gemara say that it's possible to write a Shtar Kedushin on Cheres? And Taisa therefore says, that this Gemara is going like the Shita Reb Elazar that holds Edim is Sirikati, and therefore there's actually no requirement for Chesimus Edim in a Shtar Kedushin. And really, what's causing the Shtar Kedushin to actually work is the Edim Asira, Ayin and Taisis. And our Gemara continues, Bay Reb Shimon Malachish, Reb Shimon Malachish asked the following question, Shtar Iris and Shekatsu Shleil Shmar Mao, what would happen if Reuven writes a Shtar Kedushin for a woman, and then he decides not to be Mekadishar, and he has a Shtar lying around that says, Hareyam Kudashisli, and then he decides to go and be Mekadish Rachel, and he gives her the Shtar, which was written really for another woman. So Havayisli Tzias Makshinan, do we say that we're Makish Havayisli Tzias, therefore we will learn the Din of Kedushin from the Din of a Get. We continue on Daf Tesla and Beis, Mayitziah Bein Lishma, Afavayah Bein Lishma, do we say that just like Benigei a Get, we noted the requirement to write a Get Lishma, as the Pasuk states, because of law, and we learn out Lishma, therefore Benigei a Kedushin, there's also a requirement that when Reuven writes a Shtar Kedushin, he has to do it for a specific woman. What do we say? Let us go and compare two different methods of Kedushin to each other. Just like when someone gives Kesef to his wife in order to be Mekadisha, there's no requirement that the Kesef had to be minted Lishma. Therefore, when writing a Shtar for Kedushin, it doesn't need to be written for this woman. There's no requirement of Lishma. And as Rashi says, there's no requirement that a coin has to be minted Lishma. The Gemara continues, Basa the Bayi had the Pashta, that after Ishlakish had the Shaila, he was Pashta the Shaila, and he stated that it makes sense that we would compare the Din of Kedushin to the Din of Get. Since the Pasuk says, and therefore we compare the Din of Kedushin to the Din of Gerushin, and just like the Din of Gerushin, there's a requirement for the Get to be written Lishma, therefore the Shtar Kedushin has to be written Lishma as well. And L'chari Tzarech Bia, exactly what the Havmina was and what the Maskana is, as L'chari, this was exactly Reish Lakish's question, and then he said, I was pushing it because we said Havaya Litzia, and therefore we're going to be Makish Havaya Litzia, but L'chari, that was Gufa, the Shaila Reish Lakish. Even more so in the Gemara and Daf Heo Man Aleph, the Gemara already stated that Kaya Begirishim and Maya Gerishim, Kaya Begirishim and Maya Kedushin, and L'chari over here also, when we're talking about Kedushin, L'chari, we should learn from another Kenya of Kedushin and not from Gerishin. And Rashi actually is bothered by these questions, and therefore Rashi, on three lines from the top of the Amid states, Sharei Ikka Shashtak Kain of Isha Mekan Lamanu, since the actual Makar that Shtar Kedushin works is based on the pasuk that we saw on Daf Heim and Alf that Amakar Vayatz Vaisa Maksha Vayelitzia Mayitzia Bishtar Afa Vayinam Bishtar. Since the kinyan of Shtar Kedushin is only learned from the Din of Get, therefore all the dinim of Shtar Kedushin should be similar to the dinim of Get as well. The Gemara continues that we know Benigei a Get it could be given Bal Kocha, and therefore the Gemara says Itma we learn Kasvay Lishma Vishloi Midaita. If Reuven writes a Shtar Kedushin for his wife and he does so Lishma and he tells the Sefer, I'm going to go be in Mekadesh Rachel, therefore you should make sure to write the Shtar Kedushin for Rachel. However, as Rashi says, he didn't ask Rachel prior to going to the Sefer and having the Shtar Kedushin written. And Lemaisa afterwards he tells her, and of course she was a Mekabla Buratzain, we're talking about a Gdela, and the same Shaila would be applicable if we're talking about a Ktana or Naira, and it was done Lishma, but the father did not know about the Ksivas Hashtar. The Gemara brings the Machlekes, Rav Ravina Amr Mekudeshes, Rav Ravina says it's Mekudeshes, and Rav Papa Rav Shavya Amr Ein Mekudeshes. Yeshes, and Rav Papa and Rav Shavzi says it's not valid Kedushin, and Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, I will tell you their reasoning, I will also explain to you my reasoning, I'll explain to you their reasoning, as the Pasuk says, get, and we compare the dinim of Kedushin to the dinim of Get, just like Benegeya Get, it has to be written Lishma, however, it could be done by Kacha, and therefore, Benegeya Kedushin, since the Mekar for Shtar Kedushin is from a Get, therefore, although we said before that the Shtar Kedushin has to be written Lishma, but it can be done, and I'll also explain my reasoning, that the Pasuk says, and once again, we compare the dinim of Kedushin to the dinim of Gerushin, just like Benegeya, the dinim of Get, you need the husband of Das, he is the one who's actually giving away the woman and giving back her right to go and get married. Also, Benegeya Kedushin, we need the person's Das who is actually going to be the one giving themselves away. And since Benegeya Kedushin, the woman is the one who is giving herself away to the husband. Therefore, either a woman who's a Daila or the father of a Ktana Naira have to already have prior knowledge prior to the husband going and asking the Ksefer to write a Shtar Kedushin for this woman. The Gemara continues, Rav and Ravina said that even if you write the Shtar Kedushin, Shloi Midaita, it will be a valid Kedushin, but Meisvei al Esir Kasha, as we have a Brice that states, in Kesim Shtar Eirisin V'Nesuyin, El Midash Neim, they only write Shtar Eirisin V'Nesuyin, Midash Neim, and the Gemara's Midayik, my Lav, Shtar Eirisin V'Nesuyin Mamish, the Lecher we're talking about Shtar Kedushin and Shtar Nesuyin, and therefore we see that a Shtar Kedushin can only be written Midaita, and therefore we see like Rav Papa and Rav Shavya, that if you wrote a Shtar Kedushin and was not done Midas, then it's Ein Mekudeshes, and the Gemara answers, Loi, Shtar Psikta, that we're not talking about Shtari Iris and Nisuin, we're talking about Shtari Tnayim, which was the Tnayim that the husband and wife made up between themselves, or the parents made up between themselves as to support and other items and other details of the Chasna. And in that case, the din is that has to be done, Midashneim, Rav Gidol Amrav, the Amr Gidol Amrav, because Rav Gidol said, Name Rav, come out to this Lebitka Kach Vekach, that if the parents of Reuben and Rachel are deciding how much they're going to give to their children for their wedding, and Amdu Vekichu Kanu, and even if the parents didn't make a Kinyan, and then the children get up and Kaddish themselves, so since they were talking about this between themselves and this was the basis of them going and being Kaddish themselves, so the din is that there is a valid Kinyan, and hein hein advar maniknum b'amira, as Rashi says, b'loi Kinyan sha gedushin hein gemar dava, the Kedushin itself is considered like a Kinyan, and it's the gemar dava, by the fact that both families agree to do the shidduch, that itself is considered a gemiras das and a Kinyan. Therefore Rashi now explains the b'raisa, and regarding those time that the b'raisa states that the Edom that even though there's a Kinyan, the Edom can still not write a Shtar regarding these Kinyanim and regarding what they agree to unless they agree to write it down on a document. As really the parents don't want this to be written in the Shtar and they'd rather to be a Milvah Peh, and therefore the only way to actually write it in the Shtar is only if the both sets of families agree that they should write in the Shtar. And before we continue with the next Gemara, let's begin with the short Akdama. Number one, we saw in the Gemara in Daf Dalam Beis that the Gemara stated, how do we know that Isha Niklis B'Sholosh Drachim B'Kesa B'Shtar V'Bia, and the Gemara stated, B'Bia U'Ba'ola Milamish Niklis B'Bia, from the Pasuk that says, Ki Kechishisha U'Ba'ola, we learn out that Isha is Niklis B'Bia. And number two, let's read three Psukim in Pashas Kisesei in Perek Chav Beis, Psukim Chav Beis, Chav Gimel and Chav Dalad. So in Pasuk Chav Beis, the Torah is speaking about a man who's Mizana with an Eshes Ish, and the Pasuk says, Ki Matzi Ish Sheikhav Im Isha B'Ulas Baal, U'Mesu Gam Shneim, Isha Sheikhav Im Isha, V'Isha U'Be'at Rabbi Yisrael. And when a man is Mizana with a woman that's an Eshes Ish, and that's a Ba'ula, and is already married, the din is that the Chai of Chenek, however, Ki Yenari Besulam and Rasul Ish, and Mitzah Ish Ba'ir, V'Shachav Ima, the Pasuk says, For he says, Meshneim, El Shari Ha'ir, Ahu, U'Skaltam Ha'isim Ha'van of Ha'mesu, V'Sanari Ha'dvash, Ha'lo Yitzakah Ba'ir, V'Sa Ish Ha'dvash, Ha'ina, Es Ish Su'eu, U'Be'at Rabbi Kebecha, that if there's a Nairu Marasa, who is a Besula, and then someone is Mizana with her, the din is that instead of receiving Chenek, then both of them would receive Skila. And with this Akdama, let's begin our Gemara. The Gemara states, Uvabia, our Mishnah said, Isha Niklis B'Sholosh Drachim, B'Kesem B'Shtar Vabia. And the Gemara asks, Minolan, how do we know that Isha is Niklis B'Bia? So Amravo says, Name Rabbiachar, and Amakra, as the Pasuk states in Pashas Kisese, Be'ulas Baal, Milamin, Shinasala Baal, Ayade Bila, that this teaches us that a woman's husband becomes a husband through Bia. And this is the Pasha way to learn our Gemara. However, the Tetz Riazokin actually is Gurus, the Makarta Ravo, and the name of Rabbiachar is bringing, is from the story of Avram and Sarah and Avimelech in Pashas Vayera, which states, Vayyove Elekim el Avimelech, Bachalim alayla, Vayyavala, Yehincha Mesa la Isha Shalakhta, Vihibulas Baal. And the Mepharshim are bothered that Lechur, this Pasuk is talking about Bnei Noach and not talking about Yidden, and therefore l'chayyur, the pasuk that is more proper for this Gemara is the pasuk in Kisese of Be'ulas Baal. And in any case, the Gemara says, Amle Rav Zera Ravo, so Rav Zera asked Rav Ravo, V'amil on some say, Rishlakish Rav Yechlan, Ku'uruzu Shashana Rebbe, U'balu Malamish Nix Bebiya, is it disgusting to you what we already learned from Rebbe in the Brice that we had on Daftal and Beis, that the limud and the Makar, that a man could be Makadish a woman, is from the pasuk of Kikachish Isha U'bala, and that teaches us that a man is Makadish a woman using Bia. And Ravo responds, Ime Hasam, if it would be only from that pasuk, Havamina, we may have thought, Abdu Makadish V'hadabal, that the only way that Kedushin could be Chal is Kikachish Isha U'bala, is if you do a Maisa Kedushin and you give a woman Kesef, and then you also have Bia, and then that would be a proper Kedushin, and afterwards she would be considered Mureses. However, if you only gave Kesef and you didn't do Bia, maybe it would never be considered a valid Kedushin, Kamashma, and therefore the pasuk states, V'hibu Ulus Baal, that even just doing Bia, that's enough to acquire this woman and to be Makadishar. The Gemara continues, Maskler Rabbi Bamamal, so Rabbi Bamamal is that how can you say that it would be a Havmina, that the only way a woman could have Kedushin is only if you give her Kesef and you also do Bia with her, but in Kain, Naim Rasa, Dam Rechmana Beskila, Hekam Mishkachas Law, how would we have a case where there's a Naim Rasa, is a Ba'ula, and therefore both the Boyal and the Isha would receive Skila as either Akhtish Vahadabal Ba'uli, if Reuven gave her Kesef Kedushin and then he did Bia with her, and therefore she's now a full fledged Ashes Ish and she's Muresis to him, so Lamaisa she's already a Ba'ula, and therefore the din of Naim Rasa would not apply, and they would be Chayav Chenek, and either Akhtish Vahadabal Lav Klumu, and if Reuven gave her Kesef Kedushin but he didn't actually do Bia with her, then he didn't have a Gemar Kedushin, and therefore she's not an Ashes Ish, and therefore both the Boyal and her would not be Chayav Mis at all, and they wouldn't be Chayav Skila or Chenek. The Gemara continues, Amru Rabbanan Kameda Abaya, so Rabbanan said the following in front of Abaya, that Mishkachas La Kagan Shabal Orish Shalai Kedaka, that the case could be where Ruvu is Mekadish Rachel by giving her Kesef, and then he had Bia with her Shalai Kedaka, and therefore it was a valid Kinyan, and she was considered Mureses. However, Lagabe, the din of Naim Rasa, she's still considered a Besula, and therefore if someone else was Mizana with her Beratain, then she was a Naim Rasa that was a Besula, and therefore they would both be Chayav Skila and not Chenek. The Gemara continues, Amalei Abaya, so Abaya said back to them, Ad Kamalei Pligu Yer Rabbanon El Ba'acha Ava Baal Divri Akol and Baal Leh Shalei Kedaka Asa Ba'ula, that even though we'll see in a moment there's a machlekes between Rebbe and Chachamim, if there's a possibility of becoming a Ba'ula Shalei Kedaka, but that is only machlekes b'negi if someone else had Bia with her Shalei Kedaka, but certainly if her husband has Bia with his wife Shalei Kedaka, she's certainly considered Ba'ula, and therefore if Reuven gave Kesef Kedushin to Rachel and then a Bia with her Shalei Kedaka, she's considered a Ba'ula, and therefore the din of Naim Rasa would not apply. And once again, we're back to the original Shaila. And the Gemara now asks, Mayi, where do we find this machlikas between Rabbi and Chachamim? The Tanim is learned to Braisa, Ba'ola, Yud Anosha, Vadayim Besula. If 10 men were Mizana with Rachel, and she's still a Besula, Kulim Beskila, then if she was a Naim Rasa, and she's a Besula, therefore all of them would have Skila, as even though they had beer with her, Shaloi Kedaka, she still retains her status as a Besula. And Rabbi Aymer, Rabbi states, Aymani, Harisha Meskila, Vakulim Mechanek. And I hold that even if someone else is Mizana with the woman, Shaloi Kedaka, she loses her status of Besula, and she's considered a Ba'ula, and therefore only the first person that was Mizana with Rachel would be Chayav Skila. However, the rest of the men that were Mizana with her would only be Chayav Chenek as Lamaisa, even though she's an Aymer Asa, but she's Lamaisa Ba'ula, and therefore they're going to be Chayav Chenek. Once again, Abaye's point is that even though it's true that there is a Manda Amma, which is the Chacham that hold, that when someone else would be Mizana with Rachel and would be born her Shaloi Kedaka, she would not lose her status of a Ba'ula, and she would still be considered a Besula. However, even Rabbanan would agree to Rabbi that if a husband is the one who would have Bia with her Shaloi Kedaka, that she would be a Ba'ula. Therefore, we're back to our original question, how could there be a Havmina that the only way to be Mekadosh a woman is by giving her Kesef and also doing Bia with her, as if so, there would not be a case of a Naim Rasa who's ever considered a Besula. And the Gemara answers, Rav Nachman Yitzchak respond, that Ravo in the name of Rabbi Yechon felt, that Mishkach's law, that it is a possibility of having a Naim Rasa who's also a Besula, could go in Shekitcha B'shtar, where Reuven was Mekadosh Rachel by using a star, and Hoyel V'goyim Meitzi, Goyim Umachnes, even though Ravo in the name of Rabbi Yechon would have a Havmina that been a Geya Kedushay Kesef, that even if Reuven's Mekadosh Rachel with Kesef, he would still have to do Bia with her in order to have a Gemar Kedushin. However, when Reuven gives a star Kedushin to Rachel, then he doesn't have to do Bia with her, and therefore it's possible to find a Naim Rasa who's a Besula, because Reuven was Mekadosh by using a star, and then he was Goyim the Kedushin even without having any Bia, and that's why it's possible to have Skila by a Naim Rasa that's a Besula. And of course, based on the words of the Pasuk, this makes a lot of sense, as the Torah states, Kikach Ishisha Ubala, and the way that we know that a woman is Nikhtus Bekesef is based on Kikach Kikach Mistei Ephraim. So the Pasuk is saying, Kikach Ishisha, when a person takes his wife, wife using a kinyan kesef, then there's a din that you also have to do biyah. But if the kinyan that you did with your wife in order to be mekadesha was a shtar, then there would not necessarily be a chiyuv to have biyah. Therefore, the Gemara now explained why is it that Rav Ovadia and Rabbi Yochanan did not like the lima that Rebbe brought down over balam malam and shniksa b'biyah, because from that pasuk we would think that the only way that biyah could acquire this woman and kedusha could be chal is only if biyah came after Reuven gave kesef to Rachel. Therefore, Rav Ovadia brought in the name of Rabbi Yochanan the pasuk of Be'ulas Baal in order to teach us shenasla baal ayde b'ilah, that just with biyah alone, man can mekadesh his wife and she will become an eshes ish and she will become an arusa, and we will stop over here.